was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee waltz when an old friend I happened to see.
One of the greatest songs in the world, the Tennessee waltz. And I thought I would play that for you, Bob, because I understand you're the man that gave my wife a pearl. Is that right?
I think I did. Yeah.
Okay.
That the Tennessee waltz is Tennessee's official state song.
Just like the pearl is the official gem.
That's right.
That's fascinating.
And I need to do a little correction with you.
All right.
This is really not a factory.
All right.
We're a farm.
Okay.
So we're growing things. So the farm is really a place of work. See, farm is a four-letter word.
I grew up in a farming community.
So, you know, at a factory, you know, you're slaving. Well, here We're just enjoying the product that God has created, and that's the freshwater pearl that comes native to the Tennessee River.
Let me ask you this. How does the American, or better yet, Tennessee pearl compare with the pearls from around the world? Like you mentioned earlier, the Chinese, the Japanese, etc.
We feel like we have a better quality pearl because we let our pearls grow a little bit longer. Like, you know, the commercial with the wine out in Southern California, no wine is done before its time.
That's right. Yep.
Well, a lot of folks, the Chinese, the Japanese, Tahiti, the Philippines, Australia, they like to push that envelope pretty fast and hard. We let our pearls grow for a period of 5 years. Now, it's uncommon in the pearling industry, it's uncommon to let them marinate is a good word, or cook, or whatever you want to call it. We call it just growing pearls. Most of all the other pearl farms in the world grow their pearls in 18 months.
Uh-huh.
So
okay.
We put a longer, more durable, a more lasting iridescent coloring, because as Mother Nature grows the mollusk, and he will grow from pinhead size at day one to basketball size in day 75 years.
Well, Bob, tell me what in the heck a pig toe or washboard mussel is that you use.
Well, in Tennessee River, we have about 125 native different species of mussels. So a pig toe or a washboard or a heel splitter, three ridge, ebony, these are all species, kind of like birds.
Okay.
You got bluebirds, you got blackbirds, you got canaries. They're all in the family of the bird.
Now, will they all grow a pearl, or do you have one special genesis that does that?
Every single mollusk can produce a pearl. So they're all in the mollusk family, as I mentioned earlier,
mm-hmm.
The oyster, the conch shell, the clam, the snail. These are all mollusks that has a tiny little animal that lives in fresh or salt water that has a hard or a soft shell. So they're a part of Mother Nature.
Well,
so these are all the mollusks, and yes, the answer is yes, they all can grow a pearl naturally. We just happen to take one of the species, which is the Tennessee River freshwater mollusk, which we call the mussel, and we use one of the species within the mussel that's called the washboard, and the washboard produces a gem-quality, iridescent, beautiful pearl in 5 years.
Well, Bob, I understand, too, that over 300 bodies of water were tested in selecting the locations, and that the Tennessee River freshwater pearl farm actually originated as one of the 8 pilot farms.
Yeah, this has got to be, because otherwise people would be doing this everywhere.
Well, Mr. Latondras invested several millions of dollars in research and development. He came up with the formula. He came up with the idea because they've been doing it over in Japan. So Mr. Latondras goes over to Japan and marries a Japanese woman, or brings her to America and then marries her. So he brought the custom from Japan to America.
Uh-huh.
And as the story goes, he searched 300 bodies of water all across America trying to pick out the best water, what's the best locale. The pollution factor is a major enemy. and the pH of the water and how much chlorine and alkalinity and all the good things that make water water. You know, it's just not all water is 100% water.
Okay? Well, speaking of water, this is located at your marina also, the Birdsong Resort. Tell us a little bit about that.
I was just looking at this brochure that Sue brought back, and I'm thinking there might be some good fish in there as well.
Oh, heavens, yes. We've got, of course, Kentucky Lake is known worldwide for its premier crappie, bluegill, bass, and of course we have cottages and we have campground here. We have RV sites with water, electricity, and sewer sitting right on the beautiful Birdsong Creek embayment, actually overlooking the Pearl Farm. So you get shaded RV sites. We have deluxe cottages all the way from one bedroom all the way up to nine bedrooms with five bathrooms, 7,000 square feet. So you could perfect for family reunions, class reunions, company picnics, barbecues, corporate retreats, all kinds of stuff. And we're situated, again, only 1 hour west of Nashville, 5 hours south and southeast of St. Louis, and 2 hours east of Memphis. So we're right on Interstate 40, gives us a great location, and at the largest man-made lake in America, Kentucky Lake. So we have all of it incorporated in as a resort, the marina, the campground. Of course, we sell boats and motors here, and then we have the Pearl Farm, the tour, the museum, and we also have the all the different tours that we produce throughout the year. So it's a fun place. You know, somebody's got to do it.
I was just going to say, you sound like you're having fun. Well, you're talking about working and farming being work, but it sounds like you enjoy what you're doing. If someone wanted to bring their own boat, have you got a launch site, and can they dock there and things like that?
140-slip covered marina.
That'll do.
We bring in all the big boats. You know, a lot of folks come down the Mississippi, okay? Let's say you lived in Minneapolis or Chicago or New York or St. Louis. Take any major town that's on the water. They come down, they end up coming down the Mississippi or the Ohio, and then they enter into the Tennessee River at around Paducah, and then they drop down into Tennessee on the Tennessee River, and they go on the way to the Ten Tom Waterway, which ends up out into the Gulf of Mexico. So we have 140 slips. We get a lot of big boats in here, big trawlers, big 80, 90 footers, and as well as we've got accommodations for just an ordinary 14-foot John boat or canoeist or folks that like to just kayak.
Well, sounds like a little bit of everything, and the cabins are great. I was looking at the brochure that Kevin had over there in front of him showing some of the different rooms, and you do have quite an offering there, as well as, like you said, the large one to be used for the family reunions or wedding groups, too.
Exactly, because we try to have a little bit of something for everybody. It's kind of like going to a big food bar, big salad bar at a famous restaurant.
Well, let's talk about that for a second, because I was seeing here in the brochure a pretty good-looking buffet line that says something about barbecue and catfish, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, yeah. You're never going to go away hungry here. If you go away hungry, it's really your own fault.
I understand.
And so we have a complete catering division. And being the owner and for the last 47 years, we've tried to manage every form and walk of life to be able to incorporate, again, from the little Boy Scout troop that just wants a little hideaway and to come in and learn about canoeing or motorboating, all the way up to a corporate retreat from, say, somebody like Xerox or a Bell, AT&T or something, a big corporate structure that needs to have a big retreat for 100 or 150 businessmen.
I was just looking at the rental accommodations here, starting at what, like $70 an evening? And that's for a full cottage with hide beds and everything? And you mentioned that big one is what?
The big one is nine bedrooms, five bathrooms, and sleeps 25. It has washer and dryer, two dishwashers, two microwave stoves and refrigerators, coffee pot, toasters, in-bathroom hair dryers, and there's picnic tables and barbecue grills outside. 3,000 square foot deck overlooks the west. Has a gorgeous western sunset view overlooking the Pearl Farm and the body of Birdsong Creek embayment. Lots of trees. You know, it's an ideal place to be. You know, everybody wants to get out of the city, slice of heaven, and traveling is fun and get out and enjoy yourselves. hey, put away that cruise for this year. You know, come to beautiful Kentucky Lake, because this is where it's all happening.
You know what, Bob? If I could get somebody to finish up the show, I think I'd, you know, that what's that song that Neil Diamond did? Grab the old lady, pack up the baby, and everyone go.
That's exactly right, because, you know, we're close, we're affordable, and we're, you know, laid back.
Well,
that's for
great.
Sure. And I came back from this trip telling Kevin about how much of the catfish I had eaten, so much so that I even passed up banana pudding for dessert one night because I wanted another piece of that fried catfish.
She's been up here in the north too long, you know.
We did an interview last week with someone that you may know not too far from you, from Jackson, and that was the Old Country Store from Clark Shaw.
My good friend Clark Shaw has worked with me through tourism for the last 40 years.
Uh-huh.
Clark and I are real good friends, and we work with one another because we get a lot of motor coaches and a lot of group tours.
Well, I saw your picture, and I saw Clark Shaw's picture.
You could be triplets.
Yeah, if the three of us got together, why, you know, there's going to be some questioning going on here. Well, website, phone number, how does one get in touch with you, Bob?
Well, the easiest thing to do would be to go to my website, in which we have two, but one always links to the other. It's birdsongresort.com. And that's pretty simple, BIRDSONGRESORT, birdsongresort.com. And it will link you to Pearl. So you've got a big, nice menu on the left. You can even find my baby picture on there when you go to the history of this place.
Okay? You're a brave man.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're talking about back when 1950. So everything is categorized, and it's easy to navigate around. Lots of pictures and lots of copy. So if you want to click on Pearls and hit Pearls, and that'll send you over to the other website, Tennessee River Pearls.
Well, thank you very much for my pearl. I'm enjoying it, and
okay.
It was a very nice thing that you put on for us, telling us all about it.
Yes, indeed. Our guest is Mr. Bob Keast, and once again, thanks for being on the Travel Planner Show.
It's been my pleasure, guys.
Thank you.
And ours. Be safe. That just sounds like a fun destination, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was, and you can do a whole lot of different things and take your family or go by yourself.
All right. KevinAndSueTravel.com is our website. You can also send us an email to KevinAndSueTravel@yahoo.com or a postcard to
The Travel Planners, Kevin and Sue McCarthy, P.O. Box 1976, St. Charles, Missouri, 63302.